Jerry Bader Show, 1024. There are those who are in the establishment Republican, and I consider Karl Rove an establishment Republican. Yeah, see, the Tea Party on the run. Da, 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 da. I believe what has happened is pragmatism on the part of conservative voters. If they don't think a Tea Party candidate can win, they're not voting for them. And I'm okay with that. That's not what happened in Mississippi. There's this shameful outreach, and here's why I call it shameful. There's nothing wrong with a conservative reaching out to liberals, black, Hispanic, white, or otherwise, unless you demonize your opponent as a racist, which is what happened. Thad Cochran and those on his behalf did this, getting black liberal turnout by basically saying that State Senator Chris McDaniel's a racist and trying to keep black people from voting. And the Republican Party in Mississippi, and quite frankly nationally, was okay with this. Chris McDaniel had a couple of small skeletons, otherwise I think he was a viable candidate, and I likely would have supported him had I been in Mississippi. There is nothing to celebrate here. This is not the way you want to reach out to minorities as a conservative. Demonize another conservative? Thad Cochran is a textbook example of what's wrong with the establishment. And that they supported him in this way, I think, is going to widen the rift. And I'm not talking about the national Tea Party groups. I'm talking about the grassroots Tea Party movement. I think this is going to re-energize them because of the shameful way they did this. Ted in Appleton. Ted, go ahead.
Jerry, I couldn't agree with your thoughts more. This was the way he did that was beyond the pale. I think you're looking at the it was the last act of a desperate politician trying to save his seat.
Right, but here's what I think is the big topic, though. Ted, is the establishment party was okay with this?
Yeah, and that's sad. You know, I was telling your screener that this kind of goes back to, you know, where do you want to go as a party? I remember when primaries started getting more and more open, where, you know, when I grew up, you had to be a registered member of a party in order to vote in a primary. Is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea? Do you want more inclusiveness? Do you want to spread your message a little broader to try to, you know, or do you want to appeal to the base voter? You know, we go back to the days in the 40s and the 50s where candidates were selected or in, finger quotes, smoke-filled rooms. And that's why the primaries kind of got to be more and more prominent. But, you know, maybe it's time to look at that. Just my thoughts.
Thanks a lot for the call. I don't know. I don't know. But I just, when you look at how establishment candidates were beating Tea Party candidates this spring, in most cases it was pragmatism. This was outright cynicism. And I think this is going to leave an extremely bitter taste and probably create a much further rift between the two factions within the conservative movement. Ray on the road. Ray, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Actually, Jerry, you just changed the theme of what I was going to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, you made a comment about how Cochran got elected with the support of the establishment Republicans and the rank-and-file Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not have the support of the rank-and-file Republicans. And I think that there are going to be political repercussions from this within the state of Mississippi and probably nationally.
Yeah. I actually agree with that, Ray, because clearly the National Republican Party was all in for Thad Cochran, and they really didn't care how he won. And that to me is where this does, I agree, Ray. This does become...
Cochran may have had the support of the Mississippi Chamber of Commerce, but he doesn't necessarily have the support of the rank and file of the Republican Party.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that those voting, had it been Republicans, McDaniel, you know, true conservatives, McDaniel was going to win. Thanks a lot for the call. And what he tried to claim, Cochran tried to claim that it was close, and here's a lie. I mean, what it comes down to is a lie. Cochran tried to claim that it was close in June, as close as it was, because his supporters didn't know how much trouble he was in.
Okay.
Well, no, because he had to rely on liberals to get himself back on the ballot in November. So he knew that wasn't true. He knew, while the Republicans who support me, they just didn't come out in early June. They'll come out in the runoff. Well, no, he knew that because they did this desperate, cynical ploy to get the other side to put him in. If there's any silver lining here, it's that Democrats are now furious with their own Mississippi base because they wanted McDaniel. Careful what you wish for. I think McDaniel would have won the general election. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.